There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Friday, September 1st edition. 13-game main slate on the schedule. Again, no Houston game today as they are returning home for the first time since the travesty that took place there. They'll have a doubleheader tomorrow against the Mets, so they are off today with the Mets. You have a day game in Chicago in Wrigley Field. You have a doubleheader with the Indians and the Tigers. So interesting slate, 13 games to attack. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. Day slate was good for me, night slate not so much. And we go to today where it's very enticing. I'm not really paying up for pitching. There's a lot of guys in the mid level that I am very intrigued by. They're risky, but tremendous upside in my opinion. Like one of the better sets of mid priced upside pitchers we've seen in a while. And with Coors in play and some other great hitting environments, this will really let us get at it. Let's look at the totals for today's slate. You got Red Sox at Yankees at 9, Reds, Pirates, 7.5, Blue Jays, Orioles, 10, Phillies, Marlins, 9.5, Indians, Tigers, the late game at 9.5, Angels, Rangers, 10.5, Royals, Twins, 9.5, Rays, White Sox, 9, Nationals, Brewers, 9, D-backs, Rockies, 12, Dodgers, Padres, 7, A's, Mariners, 9.5, and Cardinals, Giants, 8.5. Let's dig into your pitching and build some winning lineups. Kershaw is 13-5. I will not be using him tonight. I know he's in San Diego. I know he dominates them. I know he has 45-plus point potential. That's if he didn't have a bad back, if he didn't have a pitch count. He's supposed to be on a 75-pitch limit. Now, if anybody were to ever screw us over, it'd be Dave Roberts. But they have no reason to use him deep. They are going to win the West. They are likely to be the best record in the National League. They have no reason to ruin Clayton Kershaw. So at 13-5, if he throws a gem, then so be it. I will have nothing to do with it. Johnny Cueto, I will not use at 11-4. Gerrit Cole, 11-1, was interesting. But the way the Reds can hit, I know it's a good park shift to Pittsburgh and PNC Park. But the lefties in that lineup, Cole has been really good this year. It's just a steep tag for Cole, 11-1, where he's been there a few times, and he's earned it. And he's averaging 24.3 against Cincinnati on the year. If you want to go there, you can. I'm going to save some money and dip down tonight and really get into some stuff. The highest-priced guy I'm looking at is Luis Castillo of the Reds in that matchup against the Pirates. He's $9,500. And he's been outstanding this year. 29.4 his last time out against Pittsburgh. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, which is a solo homer. 9 strikeouts. That is some outstanding stuff. When you look at a certain stat I had right here, since June 23rd, he is the only pitcher in all of baseball with a 26% strikeout rate and a ground ball rate above 56%. That is some outstanding stuff. Especially when you're facing a Pirates team that doesn't strike out a ton, just a little less than 19% of the time. But I mentioned the strikeout rate, the ground ball rate, limits the hard contact. There's a lot to like with Luis Castillo tonight. The third lowest total on the slate at 3.93. Lefties 262, righties 311. He's even lowered his walk rate a little bit. It still is an issue. It's not ideal. It's close to 10%, but it's dropped below, which shows you it's going in the right direction. So Luis Castillo is very, very much in play for me tonight. But if you don't want to pay up, there's more options down below. Let's get into the 8K range, where if you want to take a gamble with Sonny Gray at $8,800, it's definitely there. He's facing a Boston team that CC shut down, but they're a lefty potent team against, or a potent team with right-handed pitching, because I'm not going to count out Betts and some guys there, but a lot of lefties that have some thump. He's been really, really good since coming to the Yankees, except his one start at Fenway, where it's 5 innings, 7 hits, 2 earned. That doesn't sound that bad, but he had 0 strikeouts, so only got you 2 points. That's not good. Now he's facing a Boston team that doesn't strike out much, just about 19.5% of the time. His K rate's around 23, ground ball rate of around 55%, and a low hard contact, which is really, really nice. And Boston has the fifth lowest total on the slate at 413, which is very, very, you know, that's kind of eye-catching because it's the Red Sox. Lefty's 295, righty's 330. He's a reverse splits guy. So, you know, you got the big lefties in that lineup. There are some righties. I'm not going to discredit that. And the Red Sox aren't your average team in the way they're hitting right now. But in a GPP play, I can definitely see Sonny Gray at $8,800 being a good tournament option. Higher risk than most guys I'm going to mention in this 8K range, but the reward is tremendous. He has that 20-point upside, which will get you in a very good spot tonight. Should get you in a very good spot tonight. Next up, our boy Kevin Gausman, $8,700 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays if Caleb Joseph is catching. The caveat we will mention every time in case there's new listeners that don't know the rules to Kevin Gausman and Ubaldo Jimenez, even though Ubaldo's kind of getting broken again. But Gausman has been outstanding with Caleb Joseph. 27.1 points at Fenway against the Red Sox. His start prior to that had Castillo, minus 1 points against the Angels. Prior to that, Caleb Joseph, 23.6 at Seattle. 10 with Castillo, then 27.4, 33.5, 28.7, 27.9. All with our boy. Now you look at some interesting statistics here when it comes to Gausman. He has a .73 ERA. That's 4 earned runs in 49 out of 30 innings pitch with Caleb Joseph behind the dish. The Blue Jays are 25th in Major League Baseball. It's only a .310 wOBA against righties. One of the worst in all of baseball. So, you know, it's a very live park, a very high total. Gausman could give up a run or two, but the strikeout upside is tremendous when you're facing a Blue Jays team that strikes out 21% of the time, a little less than 21% of the time versus righties. Gossman's swinging strike rate's up to almost 11%, which is outstanding. His hard contact rate's even low for Gausman. Things are on the up. 4.62 total, lefties 323, righties 349. So Gausman is in play for me if Caleb Joseph's starting. If Castillo's starting, you run for the hills. And if he pitches great with Castillo, so be it. I will take my money elsewhere. Another fun GPP play, Jimmy Nelson. You're getting the discount $8,400 because he's facing the Washington Nationals. He's coming off a 23.4-point performance at the Dodgers. And like I said, with Zach Davies, who was outstanding last night, you're facing a Nationals team without Bryce Harper, and it really, really does limit what they have. He faced the Nats earlier this year, 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 10 Ks for 28.8 points. That was in Washington, I believe. A Nationals team right now that's striking out on the season 20.5% of the time. You got Nelson, 26.7% K rate in the last 30 days, 15th on your barrel FIP leaderboard, striking out 25%, getting barreled less than 2% of the time. He's got a ground ball rate over 50%. He barely walks anybody right now, so he's really, really getting things popping. Nats 4.28 totals on the lower half of the slate, about 8th or 9th overall. Lefties 3.28, righties 3.30. They do have some potent bats in there. You can't discredit everything. Trey Turner's back. Nelson has trouble holding runners on. There's a lot to look at in that aspect. But for $8,400, the upside's just as good as it was with Zach Davies, if not better, because Nelson has better strikeout stuff than Davies. So keep them in mind tonight. I do like Nelson at $8,400. Let's take a look at the next option. I don't understand this DraftKings price at all, but we're getting Mike Clevinger at $8,200 at the Chicago White Sox game, or at the Tigers, game two of that doubleheader. I get it. The pricing came out prior to the trades, maybe before the Upton trade. Detroit's lineup is bad. You got Miggy Cabrera, who's got his back issue, might not even play. V-Mart's out with his heart issue. Hope he is okay. Baseball might be the last thing he needs to worry about right now. but no Upton. So you got Kinsler. I remember they traded JD. They traded Avila. This lineup is depleted. Doesn't mean they won't hit him. He's such a roller coaster of a ride. If you listen to Bench with Bubba episode 53, the latest one with Adam Burke, we talked to Indians. He's a big, big Indians guy. He's been with them for a while. Clevenger's got great stuff, just inconsistent with the walks and everything. He had 31.9 points his last start against Kansas City, two back-to-back outings below 10, and then a 34.8 at Tampa Bay. The stuff is there. He could let us down, but for $8,200, it is that 30-point upside. This guy should be the chalk of the chalk, especially if you want to get big bats of Coors and some other options in there. This is a great, great spot. Detroit striking out over 22% of the time. Clevenger has a 27.3% strikeout rate. Problem is he has a 12.6% walk rate, and that's what's killed him. Absolutely killed him. Detroit has a team total of 446, lefties 305, righties 327 off Clevenger. I don't care if Clevenger gets rocked. This is my guy in this range. Maybe overall my top option. Just price, matchup, everything about it. Clevenger at 82, unless he just can't find the strike zone, is a very, very solid play. Plus, on the road, think about this for a second. On the road, he's a... If it's still the same now, he's a minus 150 favorite, which that's pretty good for a guy in that price range on the road. Something to definitely keep in mind. Next up, you got Blake Snell, 8,100 at the Chicago White Sox. Snell is getting it done since his return. 21-6 his last start at St. Louis. He had 33-4 against the Mariners and 12-7, 16-7. Really, really showing us something of late. He's figuring it out, and what it is the walks are dropping. When you're talking Blake Snell, since July 18th, 22% a K rate above 22% and a hard hit rate below 27%. He's only walking 7.9% during that time period, and he's facing a White Sox team since the All-Star break that's striking out 23.6% of the time versus lefties. It all, just like Clevenger, comes down to the walks with Blake Snell. The walk rate is down, which is tremendous. You have a White Sox team with a 4-2-1 team total. Lefties 275, righties 332. He should be chalky in that matchup. The wind is blowing in tremendously. I didn't mention that. KC, Minnesota, wind blowing in from right center. Tampa Bay, Chicago, wind blowing in from left center, which for a lefty bodes well. And then you got San Francisco's normal wind out to center. So it's a really good spot for Blake Snell at $8,100. Just requires locating. And he's got the same upside as some of those high-priced guys for a lot cheaper. So I have no problem with Snell. So in this 8K range, I got Clevenger 1, Gossman 2, Snell 3, Nelson 4, Sonny Gray 5. Let's go into the 7s where you got Tanner Roark. Yes, a guy I have not used much lately, but he's showing the strikeout stuff, which gets my attention back-to-back, 22.6, 26.5. He's still getting double digits most starts, but the last two, 9 and 7 on the strikeout totals, he'll give up home runs. It's what he does. He'll give up one or two a game. He hasn't faced Milwaukee yet this year. They do strike out 25.6% of the time. That's what makes this intriguing. He has a hard contact rate of only 27.4 on the year and a ground ball rate almost 49%. Keep it in the ballpark, we got a game. Common sense. Milwaukee 472 total, lefties 312, righties 278. For $7,900, the upside is very much there. It's risky. Every time you face Milwaukee or Tampa Bay, it's always risky. But the upside is really, really good with Tanner Roark. They have a very right-handed dominant lineup. Look at Travis Shaw. He's been out lately with an injury. If he's out, that bodes even better. But I have a feeling he'll crack the lineup tonight. So keep that in mind when you're checking all that out. If you want to take a lower-owned GPP play, Denelson Lamet at $7,600. I have no problem playing this against those Dodgers, who I always tell you they aren't the same Dodgers of old, given lots of lefties. But Lamet dominates righties, so it's kind of pick your poison. He hasn't faced the Dodgers yet this year. He's averaging 20.6 points a game at home this year. It's a risky, risky matchup. When you look at Lamet, the Dodgers do strike out 22.2% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Lamet striking out almost 29% of the batters he faces, still walking too many at 10.4%. But it's a very interesting matchup, and the Dodgers have the fourth lowest total on the slate at 4.08. Lefties 370, but righties 227. So for GPPs, Denelson Lamet can be very, very sneaky in that matchup. So in the sevens, I got Tanner Roark 1, Lamette 2. When you go below sixes, a guy I am huge on, he's been outstanding in the minors this year, and you can't ask for a much better spot to make your major league debut in AT&T Park, the best pitcher's park in baseball, and against the Giants team, it's just dreadful. Just dreadful. So you got Jack Flaherty, who is basically getting a K an inning or more in the minors. Low ERA, decent ground ball stuff. The guy has been very, very good facing a Giants team who we know doesn't strike out a ton, but a little less than 20%. He's $6,700. Giants team total 426. There's a lot to like with Flaherty. Rookies can get beat up. We know that. Flaherty's shown he can go deep into games. He's got the upside of just shutting guys down. So I like Flaherty at 67. And then if you want to go somewhere else with the risk against Tampa Bay, who has power in a very good hitting ballpark, you go Ronaldo Lopez, who's a big strikeout guy. He might walk guys. He might give up some runs, but he could strike out a ton at 6,000. Tampa Bay striking out around 25%. Lopez a 26% K rate, but he's got a 15% walk rate, which is not good, and a huge fly ball guy. Ground ball rate at 22.2%. A lot of that points to stay away, watch out, be careful, whatever you want to call it. But lefties 316, righties 356, a lot of lefties in that Tampa Bay lineup. It's a great matchup to target Tampa bats, but at the same time for 6K and the strikeout upside, give up, say, four runs or less in six innings and strike out eight or more, which you could do. It makes for a very interesting start, so GPP relevant. But I got Flaherty 1, Lopez 2 down below. My top options tonight, I don't mind Castillo up top, but I'm liking that 8K range. I love Clevenger, Snell, Gossman, and then Nelson. I love those four. I can just mix and match those four and make all my lineups if I wanted to. I'm going to sprinkle in some Tanner Roark, and I might have a little Lamet. It's a very good risk, which I like to take. It's just if there's a lot of lefties in that Dodgers lineup, it kind of turns me off a bit. And then I love Jack Flaherty as a punt, and I don't mind Lopez if you want to take the risk, but I like Flaherty against that Giants offense. You saw it, Walker didn't. Walker only struck out two. It did not look good, but he got the job done, and he's a few thousand more. But I could stick in that 8K range all day, sprinkle in some sevens and sixes, and you have all the money in the world for some bats. Let's check out those bats. Start at the catcher's position, and, you know, the usual suspect up top. Gary Sanchez, 46 versus Fister. Sanchez went deep yesterday. Interesting option tonight. The suspension has to come down eventually, so keep that in mind. You got like a guy like Jonathan Lucroy and Coors at 36. You can't ignore Coors. I'm not a big fan, but like I'd rather go Iannetta versus the lefty Freeland. Freeland has limited damage in Coors. He has a 3.3 ERA in Coors, but Iannetta loves his lefties. He usually bats like second in the order versus lefties, so he's in front of the big boys. So Iannetta at 35 is in play for me tonight. When you scroll down, you look at the likes of maybe a Mike Zunino. It's a little pricey for him at 34, but Sean Manaea has been really, really bad right now. And you got the power in Zunino facing Manaea. They have a 4.83 total. Lefties, 253, but righties, 332 off Manaea. So you got some thump there with Zunino. Grandal, 34, is not bad versus Lamet. When you scroll down, you look at the likes of Robinson Chirinos, 3,200 versus Tyler Skaggs. Great hitting environment in Texas, as always. Texas is a 5.30 total. It's fourth highest on the slate. Second highest for non-Coors. Lefties 319, righties 330 off of Skaggs. So you got some definite power to play with there with Chirinos. If you want to go a little further down, you got like Yan Gomes if he's catching. It depends on the doubleheader, so pay attention there. He's 3K. Steven Vogt's 3K versus Tanner Roark. You go down a little more. Yeah, Tanner. Oh, that sucks. Tucker Barnard's up. Like Martin Maldonado does love his lefties. Cole Hamels has been hit by lefties pretty well from time to time this year. He's very sketchy. That's why I didn't mention him as an option on the mound, especially with this new Angels lineup with Upton and Phillips, more right-handed power. Upton is like one of the best in baseball against lefties this year. So Maldonado, 29, could be a cheaper option for you. Salvi Perez at 28 versus Dylan G. Don't mind that at all. Same with Wilson Ramos, 2,800 versus Ronaldo Lopez. Makes for a very intriguing play below the 3K. When you go farther down, Kevin Smith, 2,600 versus Blake Snell. Excuse me. If you're fading Snell, you can go that direction. Rafi Lopez, 25. But Bruce Maxwell, 2,500 versus Mike Leake. I like that as a punt play. Maxwell's had a good week. He went deep the other day. He's getting you 5-plus points most nights this week. Righty's 314, lefty's 333 versus Mike Leake. As we scroll farther down the list, check your lineups, but you know, maybe Rob Brantley cracks the lineup for Chicago like he did yesterday against Snelly's 2,200. Other than that, it's a crapshoot at the moment, so check your lineups there. But there are some definite options below 3K if you don't feel like paying up. First base, you got Goldie at 56 and Coors versus Freeland. Yes. Bellinger at 48. He hasn't done much in his few games since coming back from the DL, but it's a decent matchup versus Lamet. Just tougher ballpark to keep him in mind. Joey Votto. If you guys didn't see what Votto did yesterday, he hits his home run. There's a very young cancer patient sitting in the first row by the dugout. He points to him, goes and gives him a high five, gives him the bat he hit it with, takes his jersey off and gives him the kid his jersey. Joey Votto is an amazing baseball player that doesn't get enough recognition for his talent on the field, but the stuff he does, if you read about him, he is just a great person. This guy is well-deserved, but I know it doesn't involve DFS, but I want you guys to check that out. Really, really awesome thing Joey Votto does. Just in the middle of a baseball game. Most players are so focused on things, or the only thing they're focused on outside the field is getting a girl's number in the stands or something. What he did was outstanding. Great stuff for baseball. Joey Votto, 47 versus Cole. I liked even before he did that because I love Joey Votto, period. The guy crushes. Even against good pitchers, he crushes. Cincinnati, lefties 355, righties 289 off Cole. So Joey Votto at 47 could be a sneaky play as people might go elsewhere to avoid Cole. But yeah, he's a double-digit machine and just awesome. When you scroll down, the Cleveland versus Buck Farmer is definitely in play. Carlos Santana at 46, I like Encarnacion as well. They're both 4,600. They have a 504 total, one of the higher ones on the slate. Righty's 318, lefty's 360. Makes my edge go a little more to Santana just on the splits alone. But I like them both a ton in that matchup. Very good spot versus Buck. Check the lineups, though. Remember, that's game two of a doubleheader, so it could make things interesting. You got like Mark Reynolds and Coors versus Taiwan Walker. Reynolds has had tremendous power versus right-handed pitching this year, so don't sleep on that at 4,500. We mentioned that Lopez, it's extremely risky. Tampa Bay is in play. Wind is blowing in that game from left field, but it's still a very small ballpark. So Logan Morrison at 44 is worth a look. A guy I love pretty much every day. You guys should know this by now. Rhys Hoskins is 4,400 bucks. He's first base outfield eligible. He's facing a rookie, a left-handed rookie to top it off, Mr. Peters from the Miami Marlins. Hoskins at 44, yes, please. Hosmer versus Dylan G at 42 is intriguing. He was hot, like most of the Royals for a while. They're cooled down. They have a 4.77 total, righties 3.28, lefties 3.65 versus Dylan G. So Royals always get overlooked. They find ways to disappoint me on nights, and they find ways to make – they're very, very one of those teams. You know, there's certain teams you love that consistently do well. Certain teams that just never do it. And then there's those that have the nights where they're awesome and then too many nights where they're not. But you still go back to the well. Hosmer is one of those guys. $4,200 is a great price tag for what he can bring to the plate, given he's still averaging 9 points his last 10 games. So don't just sleep on Hosmer. Interesting low-owned play at 42. Trey Mancini at 42 is an outstanding play. First base outfield eligible. Biagini is taking the mound for Toronto. He was that, you know, phenom early in the year. Everybody wanted a piece of him. Well, he's come back to earth, and he's come back in a hard way. Baltimore's got the third highest total on the slate. Team total, it is the first highest outside of Coors. Lefty's 321, righty's 290. That 290 was a lot lower at one time, so Biagini at 42 is not bad. Desmond and Coors at 42 is a good play, of course. See if Jose Abreu is in the lineup. He's day-to-day. He'd be 41 versus Blake Snell. I'm not, like, dying to target Blake Snell. The kid has looked good, but you can't blame anybody for targeting Blake Snell at the same time. Again, righty's 332 versus Snell, so you can't just completely write that off. You got a guy, Matt Carpenter, could be contrarian at 4K versus Cueto. I'm not running to play that, but it's there. But like guys like below 4K, you got Duda at 3,900 versus Lopez. That's good. One I love, if you want to go below 3, if you don't want to play Mancini at first, you go Chris Davis. I told you how much I liked him yesterday. He went deep, 21 points. His average of 9.5 his last 10, 3 homers his last 10. if you can't do the math there, he's heating up. He was in a big, big funk for a while. That's what he does. He's a power, he's usually an all or nothing guy. Like, listen to his game log. 21, 5, 0, 16, 3, 4, 21, 16, 4, 5. But he's got that potential at $3,800 versus Biagini, who lefties do destroy in that ballpark. Chris Davis, you're getting a discount at $3,800. I like that a lot. He's a guy you could even slot into Coors lineups to be contrarian. I know you're not going to get Goldie, which sucks. That's the guy you're targeting. But hey, here's a note for you. Everyone is targeting Goldie and Coors. If you're using Coors, there's like an 80% chance the first baseman in Coors you're playing, if not maybe 90%, is going to be Goldie. Another reason to go to Mark Reynolds or Desmond, but go Chris Davis cheap. You got more money to use players elsewhere in Coors. These are ideas you could use. Josh Bell, if you want to fake Castillo, I'm not all about that life. A guy like Albert Pujols, who actually swung it well of late, $3,700 versus Hamels. I believe he has good history versus Hamels as well. You got guys like Matt Davidson, who's actually swinging a pretty good bat of late for Chicago. He's first base, third base eligible. He's only $3,600 versus Snell. But you go down, you got Mike Napoli, $3,600 versus Skaggs. I like a ton. You got a lot of good options here at the first base position with power ups like Napoli versus Skaggs. We mentioned how, what was it with Skaggs? Lefties 319, righties 330. At the same time, you got CJ Cron, who's been crushing pitching, righties and lefties, crushing him as of late. He's $3,600 versus Cole Hamels. So you got both those guys at $3,600. You got a guy like Matt Olson, his power, first base outfield eligible versus Mike Leake. We mentioned how lefties hit Mike Leake well. He's $3,600. So you have a lot of good options. If you want to be contrarian, you got Kenneth Vargas, $3,500 versus Jason Hamill. Vargas averaging 6 points a game of late. He's kind of looks like he's getting comfortable. Struck out 3 times yesterday. Broke a bat over his knee. Check out Around Bases pod handle on Twitter. It's right there. It's pretty good stuff. But when you look at the Twins, righty's 307, lefty's 324 versus Hamill. So Vargas could be that contrarian GPP play you're looking for. A guy like Chase Headley's first base, third base eligible. He's been swinging it really well of late. He's $3,500 facing a guy like Doug Fister, who, when you look at the Yankees, righty's 266, but lefty's 395 versus Doug Fister. These are the kind of plays that, you know, GPP-wise, these guys aren't guys you're running to go just, you know, play all the time, but they're very, very interesting. As you scroll down, you got like Adam Lind at 35. Danny Valencia used to be a lefty killer. He's 35 versus Manaea. If you want to try that one again, Tommy Joseph, if he cracks the Phillies lineup, he's 33 versus Peters. You love a guy like Joseph versus lefties. It's definitely something you look into there. When you scroll some more, I don't really think you need to go below three. There's so many great options there in the middle threes and even high threes. So keep those in mind. But even up top, you can go all kinds of directions at first base, like normal. But it's really, really deep today. That's where I wanted to tell you. Second base, Dozier at 51 is usually always in play. But Jose Ramirez versus Buck Farmer at 47 is outstanding. That's your top play at second base. That's a great play. He's heating up again, continuing his great season. Jonathan Scope, nothing to hide there against Biagini at 46. Not bad at all. If you go down some more, you got the likes of, let's see. You can't go there. No, you got like LeMahieu's 44 and Coors. Whit Merrifield, 4,100, continues that 1 yard again the other day, so he's intriguing. No hiding that. You got the likes of Ian Kinsler against Clevenger at 37. It's one of the few guys you'd look at there if you're going to go against Clevenger. But Scooter Jeanette's 37 versus Garrett Cole. We mentioned lefties versus Cole. Jeanette is swinging it well. Went deep again yesterday. He's averaging 11.5 his last 10. Scooter is scooting right now. Sorry, had to. Panic at 36 versus Flaherty could be in play for you. Neil Walker and Johnny Villar, 3,500 each versus Rourke. I don't mind those at all. Villar went deep yesterday. Got Jed Lowry at 35. Against Leake, not bad there as well. Brandon Drury, you're getting a ridiculous discount here. Drury loves hitting left-handed pitching, crushes it, for a matter of fact. He's in Coors against Freeland, and he's $3,400. That is your – if you're not paying up, that's your play right there. Pretty simple. Drury should be in many lineups tonight, give or take. It doesn't matter really what he does. That price tag is just ludicrous for Coors Field. As you scroll some more, it's not that great down here right now. If Adrianza cracks the lineup, you get him at 3K against Hamill. That's not horrible. Your low guy is probably going to be Drury, except for the randoms down here. Like Ryan Goins at 28, I don't hate. You got guys like Chase Utley at 28, if you want to be really different. Brock Holt's 26 versus Gray. Our normal guy will be down here. Caleb Cowart's 2,400, if you want to go that route. Check your lineups for your second base plays, but Drury, that's a steal right there. Third base, you got Machado at 53. Arenado and Coors at 51 is really, really solid, of course. Ramirez at 47 is I love. I told you I love him at second base. It's probably where I use him instead of third, but I like him a lot tonight. Jake Lamb, we don't usually target him versus lefties, but it's Coors. You'll get a lot of bullpen as well. So 4,600 for Lamb is actually pretty solid for a Coors field price. Josh Donaldson at 43 is not bad at all versus Gossman. The guy's just hitting. Justin Turner, 43. Lamet does dominate righties, though, so be careful. Mike Moustakas at 38. I love that price tag. I told you how I loved Hosmer at 42. Moustakas at 38. He's slumping. I get it. 3,800 versus Dylan G is sometimes that gamble that you want to take. Rafael Devers is 3,800 versus Sonny Gray. Not bad at all. Mentioned Matt Davidson at 36 versus Snell. I do like that. Chase Headley, 35. Mentioned him versus Pfister. Those are the kind of contrarian plays that'll make you much, much different from the pack. Derek Dietrich at 31, I do like. Mikel Franco at 31 versus the rookie Peters. If you're going to use Mikel Franco, these are the kind of games to use him against a lefty that can get hit hard. Those are the days to use Franco, because other than that, he doesn't supply much in the average department, as we know. Matt Chapman is 2,500 versus Mike Leake. Yes, as we know, that is a great option for you there. That is ridiculous. Chapman just doesn't get any love. Still $2,500. Head number shortstop, you got Lindor at 51. That's phenomenal. Trey Turner at 49, I love. He's come back. He is picked up where he left off. Another huge game last night, 27 points. Since his return, 27 and a 9 and a doubleheader, he had 9 and, or no, his three games, 9, 9, 27. Two stolen bases in the three games. Nelson does not hold guys on. So if Turner gets on, he's running. So he's not a bad look at 49. I do like Nelson tonight, but Turner could be productive. Just one single could turn into a steal or two and a run, and you know, double digits quick. Jorge Polanco at 4,400 for the Twins is as close to a must play, at least a top play, as you're going to find. Continues to hit the baseball well, facing Hamill in a good matchup there. Tim Beckham at 42, not bad. Gene Segura versus Lefty Manaea at 4K, I do like that one. Segura does take like his lefties. Gregorius at 39 against Pfister is in play. Anderson Simmons does hit lefties well this year. Hamels, we know, isn't your average lefty. My goal is not to target Hamels, but the Angels stack or just plays in general is a great contrarian spot. You have a much better ballpark to hit in than in Anaheim. And these guys do have good success versus lefties, and some have good history versus Hamels, which we'll get at later. So Anderson Simmons at 38, worth a look. Farther down your list, see if Tim Anderson cracks the lineup. He's day-to-day. He's 3,400 versus Snell. Paul DeJong is only 3,300 versus Cole if you need to go there. But like Adam Rosales and Coors versus lefty is only 3,200. I do like that quite a bit. You got B-Craw at 32 versus Flaherty if you want to punt. Goins is 2,800. Other than that, not too much to like down here. Check your lineups. Let's go to the outfield. Wrap it up. Stanton, 56 versus Pivetta. We do like a ton. Pivetta, if I remember correctly, is a reverse splits guy. Yes. Lefties, 312. Righties are hitting a whopping 428 off Nick Pivetta. That's encroaching 500. That is ridiculous. He doesn't. It's not a gigantic sample size, but it's getting there. He's got double-digit starts on the year. That is nuts. So Stanton at 56, yes. Trout against Hamels at 55, I love that play. Trout went deep the other night. You got Blackman and Coors at 55 is outstanding. I'm going to make a lineup with those three guys. Then I'm going to mix in J.D. Martinez at 52 in Coors, which is great. Don't mind that at all. Nelly Cruz versus a lefty at 4,900. Definitely a play. Manaea's been getting hit hard a ton lately. He's broken right now. A.J. Pollock at 48 in Coors. Another really solid play. Go Pollock, Blackman, Martinez, and Coors. That's scary. Scary stuff there. Marcelo Zuna's 46 versus Pivetta. We mentioned those splits. A guy like Jay Bruce at 45, he will go overlooked tonight. That is a great play for Buck Farmer. Again, you got to check your lineups because it's a doubleheader, but that's a solid, solid play versus Buck Farmer. Kiermaier at 45 versus Lopez, not bad either. Told you how much I love Rhys Hoskins at 44. As always, there's tons to like in the outfield. Sometimes I probably sound like I'm just dragging on, but I want to mention all your options. You know, Gerardo Parra against Walker, usually hitting cleanup, and Coors at 44. That's a steal. Eddie Rosario is just on fire, hitting everything. He's 4,300 versus Hamill. Minnesota, sneaky tonight. Like Minnesota, Anaheim, those are kind of your sneakier ones. We'll go through those in a minute, but I like that a lot tonight because you got to get really weird if you're going to fade Coors. You just can't be like, well, you don't have to be super weird because it is Coors, but yeah. Max Kepler, 42, I like. Christian Yelich at 42 versus Pivetta. Cedric at 41 versus Lopez isn't bad. Granderson even at 42 versus Lamet. We mentioned how lefties do hit Lamet well. You're going to discount. Granny's been priced up higher than that lately, so keep him in mind. Aaron Hicks at 41. Another steal of a price. Justin Upton, who is 4,100 versus Cole Hamels. I mentioned his success versus lefties. Let me find it for you here. Only one player in the Major League Baseball has a 380 ISO and a 45% plus hard hit rate against lefties this season. It is Justin Upton. He has the best numbers there, and he's facing Cole Hamels. Let's keep that in mind at 4,100. He's having a great year. Okay, with the Chris Davis is always an intriguing GPP pay at 4. You might not need to go there tonight. He'll be super low owned. You know, you got guys like, you know, Trumbo, Worth are okay. Duvall's okay, but you're not running to target them. A Dexter Fowler at 38 is intriguing. An Avisail Garcia at 3,700. That's a pretty solid play. For some reason, DraftKings has Cameron Maybin in red that you cannot use him tonight. He was traded to the Astros. Oh, because he's not playing today. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So, okay, so we'll move on from that one. As we go farther down after that deal, Billy Hamilton at 37 is very intriguing versus Cole because Cole cannot hold runners on. If Hamilton gets on, he can run for days. That increases his value tremendously tonight. So don't sleep on Billy Hamilton. Like, I don't mind a Hamilton, Scooter, Votto little stack if you want to be different. Bradley Zimmer at 36 versus Farmer. He can get on and run for days as well. So keep an eye on those ones. Farther down the threes, you know, you got like Delino DeShields Jr. leading off for Skaggs at 36. You got Carlos Gomez at home versus 36. For some reason, he is tremendously better at home. So those two are in play. I like DeShields more for his steals upside, but Gomez with the power. Again, Matt Olson against Leak at 36, definitely in play there. The farther down you go, you got guys like, you know, Pender's not bad. If Tapia cracks the lineup in Coors, you got Blanco at 35, but lefty-lefty, so keep that in mind. Scott Schebler at 34 could be a cheap one-off first Cole. I wouldn't put him in a stack necessarily, but he could be a one-off in that matchup. You got guys like, you know, Jarrett Parker versus Flaherty at 34 for a one-off potential. Jose Perella at 33, I don't hate versus Kershaw because he's a righty-lefty matchup. It is Kershaw, of course, but 75 pitches, then Dodgers bullpen. Perella could be intriguing, but I think I'll go elsewhere. Just want to bring him up for you. Melky Cabrera has been quiet of late, but facing Dylan G at $3,200 has a lot of upside in that matchup. Boog Powell versus Leak. The left-handed bat of Boog Powell is $3,200. He's been leading off a lot lately, so keep him in mind. If he's in that lineup at 32, that is a steal for a value play. Carlos Gonzalez in Coors versus Taijuan Walker at 31. I know he's been so, so bad at baseball, but I've always said it, and it's been true more than not. If you're going to use him, you're going to use him in Coors. Walker has given up a ton of hard contact of late, a ridiculous amount of hard contact. He's 23rd worst on the barrel FIP. Lefty's 309, righty's 325. That barrel FIP those last 30 days, he's getting barreled around 5% of the time. So Cargo at 31, you could do much, much worse. Manny Margot's 31. Ezequiel Carrera's 3K. Leading off is worth it. If not, don't touch him. Nick Williams, it's lefty-lefty, but he's 3K, and you might get a lot of bullpen in that matchup, so keep your eye on that when you look at as we dip below 3K, as you know, we've been able to save a lot of places. There are some big bets to pay for. The 3K range has been very below 3K has been very, very interesting. Not as productive as it once was. So check lineups and see what you have there. A disclaimer I want to make after we've mentioned all the bats. It is September 1st. Rosters are expanding to 40-man rosters. So you're going to get a lot of call-ups throughout the weekend as we get an idea of who's who. You're going to get a lot more value plays. You're going to get angry at times because you'll get more pinch hit possibilities, which will be a little goofy. So keep that in mind. So remember that as lineups shift and things happen. It's going to be different. September is an interesting month for DFS, but it can be extremely profitable if you get the right value, if you pay attention, because with football starting, a lot of people disappear and focus more on that. There is lots of money to be made in baseball. So recapping your pitchers, you got Castillo up top in the 8K range, Clevinger, Gausman, Snell, Nelson, Gray down in the 7s, Rourke, Lamet, then Flaherty, Lopez down below. Remember that 8K range, I love the top four, especially in Clevinger, Gausman, Snell, and Nelson. Rourke is my top guy in 7s, and Flaherty in 6. Mix and match the others depending on where you want to take your gambles. Let's look at your BVP tonight. Ellsbury, 5 for 12 with 3 doubles off of Fister. Headley, 4 for 7, something there. Mitch Moreland, 6 for 22 with 4 home runs lifetime off Sonny Gray. If you want to play that BVP card, Moreland is very, very cheap. Jonathan Scope, 4 for 10, 2 doubles off Biagini. Steve Pierce, 4 for 7 off Gausman. Carrera, 5 for 7. Smoke, Carrera, Barney, Donaldson, Bautista, all have homers. Donaldson, 7 for 23 with 2 doubles and a homer. If you remember, that for the most part was the Gausman of old, but you never know when it will rear its ugly head. I told you I like Scooter Gennetti's 9 for 23 with a double lifetime off Cole. Billy Hamilton, 6 for 22 doubles. 13 stolen bases when he's faced Gerrit Cole. I mentioned something about that, I believe. As we go down farther, Yelich 2 for 4 with two home runs off of Pivetta. Ozuna and Stanton both take Pivetta deep as well. I really do like that option there. As you scroll, you got the likes of Miguel Cabrera, 2 for 7, the double and a homer off Clevinger. He's been a mess, though. He's $2,800. If you want to gamble, I'm just not going there. Encarnacion and Lindor both taken Farmer deep. Santana, 2 for 5 with a double. Sensu Chu, 5 for 7 with a double off Skaggs. Andrews, 6 for 14, a double and a homer. You got 4 for 14 for Beltre with a double as well. So good numbers versus for the Rangers versus or Angels versus Cole Hamels. Maldonado, 4 for 12. You got Pujols taking him deep 3 times with a small average. Upton, 12 for 45, 4 doubles and a homer. So stuff to look at there. Ryan Braun, 4 for 10 with a triple versus Rourke. Neil Walker, 4 for 12, 2 doubles. Daniel Murphy, 3 for 9 with a double and a homer off Nelson. Kepler, 5 for 7, 3 doubles off Hamels. Rosario, 4 for 6. Dozier's taking him deep. Melky Cabrera, 4 for 10 versus G. Mark Reynolds, 4 for 8 with a double and 2 homers off Taiwan Walker. Carlos Gonzalez, 3 for 9, 2 doubles and a homer. $3,100. Desmond's taking him deep. Most guys have had pretty good success versus Taiwan. That's good. Nelson Cruz, 6 for 11, 2 homers off Manaya. You got Haniger, 2 for 6, 4 for 10 for Heredia versus Manaya. Heredia is a sneaky play I did not mention there. Really good cheap outfielder versus lefties. Farther down you go. Like Seager's taking him deep as well, but I'm not going there tonight. Chris Davis, 4 for 13 on the double against Leak. For the Padres versus Kershaw, I got Matt Susser, 3 for 6, 2 doubles and a homer. Other than that, stay away. Unless you want to gamble, which I don't mind because of the pitch count. Yadi Molina, 11 for 43 with 2 doubles and 2 homers lifetime versus Cueto, but not too much more than that. There's your BVP. If you want another quick look at potential stacks, obviously you have Coors, Baltimore versus Biagini, Texas versus Skaggs, I like a lot. But I also like Anaheim in that matchup. Texas is a 5-3 total, Anaheim a 5-2 total. Everyone gets scared of Hamels, and I get it. He can be lights out. If he shut Anaheim down, I wouldn't be surprised. But this is a spot where you can get very contrarian with Anaheim. If they go off, you are in the driver's seat. The Marlins versus Pivetta, especially those righties, 428 against them. Love the Indians versus Buck Farmer. As you can tell, there's a lot of good spots tonight. A lot. You can go down and down the list. Royals are sneaky. Twins are sneaky. but there's many, many spots to attack tonight. You can this could be the night. It's one of those nights when I say there's a lot of home run potential that just keep it to minimal stacks. One, two, just do two-man stacks and just go for all home run bats if you have to. Obviously, when you play Coors, you want to stack, but like I said, Cargo is a one-off and Coors does not suck. There's different ways to approach it, so mix and match. Hit me up on Twitter, at BDIntra. I'll help you out where I can. Check us out on thesportsdegens.com on Twitter, at thesportsdegens. Last night, we dropped the first two-point conversion. NFL DFS Pod will be with you weekly with your picks and plays like we do for baseball, like we do for PGA. James McCool from Daily Roto is joining us, and we have one other guy that should be joining us as the season goes on. You guys know him. He is very, very good. Looking forward to that. Check out Around the Bases, episode 27 with me and Mo. Good stuff there. A lot of the things that have been happening, we talked about going into it, so it's pretty cool. We got that right. Check out Bench with Bubba, episode 53 with Adam Burke from bangthebook.com. A lot of stuff to get you ready for college football week one. Just gambling stuff in general. Cleveland Indians talk for you Indians fans. Some really good stuff to start out the show there. And then we ended it up. Listen to the end. He works in the gambling industry. He asked me about DFS and gambling and legalized sports gambling. Really good conversation on that. So tons to like there. NASCAR's out from Josh. You got UFC Fight Nights out from Doc. Tons going on this weekend. But let's get this MLB DFS slate. I'll be with you again tomorrow. But hit me up with your questions as always. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, September 1st edition. I'll catch you guys later. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.